Today I want you to go with me to Luke chapter 10. I'm going to give you three words. Three words. You see you, evil. Now, I want you to really get this. Here's what we're working on. To go really and do what God wants us to do, we got to get the evil out of us. How many of y'all realize there's a little evil in everybody? You know, it's all about me. It's all about what I want. It's all about my perspective. It's all about my comfort. It's all about me. Now, for us to be released into what Jesus Christ really wants us to do, it must be about Jesus. If we're going to be truly a community of faith, then we have our faith in a person named Jesus. Okay? I want to let you know that in this church, especially in the pastoral leadership, in your elders, in the people, in the BAM team, these leaders that put direction together, that part of the congregation, you know what we believe? We believe exactly what 1 Peter said. It is God's desire that no person perish. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I don't know about y'all, but I'm all into a God that's into not perishing. So God wants us to live. Would you go with me? That's the first thing. God is about life. He said, my desire is that none would perish. And God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this dimension, to earth, because he didn't want anybody to perish. And so we're going to be about three things. First, I want you to look in that Luke chapter 10. Three things we're going to be about in the new year. You ready? How many? How many? Man, y'all are awake. How many? Good. Two or three? Okay, we're on the same page. How many of y'all understand that God wants to save you? Jesus came so that we could have a full and abundant life. In just a moment, we're going to give an opportunity for you to respond to the gospel. You know what I know is going to happen today? There are some people that are here today so that you might be connected to heaven. That's why you were brought here today. Is that not cool or what? Now, right now, to our best guesstimations and calculations, this is going to blow some of you all away. In Warren County, Kentucky, we're supposed to be a part of the Bible Belt. I would use that loosely. I'd say we got a loose Bible Belt affiliation here. 85,000 disconnected people from Jesus Christ in Warren County. Now, I really want to put that in perspective. 8 seconds, an earthquake shook, and it changed the whole course of a country. In less than 8 seconds, I don't know how long this is. I haven't figured it out, Chris. I hadn't figured it out. But Jesus said, in the twinkle of an eye. I don't know what time limit that is. But in the twinkle of an eye, the trumpet shall sound and it'll be calculated. You're either with Christ or you're without Christ. Okay, here's what I love you. How many of y'all realize I love you enough to tell you the truth? This would be the easiest thing for me to do. Just tell you what you want to hear so you like me. But I got over that a long time ago. You get over that eventually. I want you to fall madly in love with Jesus Christ, because here's what I know. When you fall madly in love with Jesus Christ, you will live a full and abundant life. And until you do that, you will never have a full and abundant life. You can get some stuff. You can have some titillation, but you'll never have life. Does that make sense? Life. Full and what? Abundant. I mean, if it's available, I say live it. Amen? Now, here's what happens. I think it's chapter 9, verse 45. Here's what Jesus said. Let me find my Bible here. Jesus said this to us. He was talking about following him, and he said, this is the way we got to follow. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Now, here's what I love about you guys. We've come a long way at Hillview, 19 years of ministry. Is that not wild or what? I don't know where all those years went, but I know God was in every moment of that. Many of you have put aside what you used to think church should be like, and you've said, God, show us the way. Now, guess what I say? We all got to do that. You know what? Here's what I want you to know. I don't know what the church is going to look like 10 years from now, but I know who the church is going to be about 10 years from now. Does that make sense? It's about what? It's about who? Who's involved? Who leads it? Jesus. Come on, a little bit stronger. You can say his name. Whose name is this whole community of faith center around? What's the name above all names? Jesus. That name's got to be heard with that kind of authority in this moment of time. If the church is whispering the name of Jesus, then the world doesn't even want to mention it. In the name of Jesus. May Jesus lead us. Now, you got the attitude Jesus said? He said, once you lock in, don't look back. How many of y'all realize we're going to heaven? No matter what else goes on, we're going to heaven. Do you understand the power of God? Sickness, death, devastation, mass craziness. Guess what? God is still going to get us to heaven in the name of Jesus. Now, that ought to bring you what? Great confidence and hope in who? Jesus. There you go. Okay? I don't believe in myself. Because I know myself. I know I won't come through at times. How many of y'all have discovered that about yourself? That's why we get married, to discover we won't do everything we say we'll do. That's the purpose of that. Huh? How many of y'all have noticed that? I mean, poor Elizabeth, I told her I was going to do things and I didn't do it. And I knew I wasn't going to do it when I told her that I was going to do it. Any of y'all ever done that? Yeah. I still got a door that hadn't been painted in our house for 19 years. I'm getting around to it. I told her before I'm dead, that door will be painted. So it's between them. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't get things done, but watch. Jesus does. That's why he says this. Once you put your hand to the plow. Now remember, they didn't have any tractors back then, okay? You were hooked up to the plow when you plowed. And you had to look straight ahead to where you were going. Because guess what? If you started looking back while you were on the plow, what happens? Or you look back, it looks like you've been drinking too many grapes when you plowed the road. How many of y'all's lives look like that? Because you're always what? Okay, here's the first disconnection. I don't have to look back anymore because Jesus has secured me heavenward. Do you understand the principle? I don't have to look back at what I used to be because God has forgiven what we used to be. How many of y'all understand this principle? That's why he said, don't look back, look heavenward. And so, church, I want us to start looking heavenward. And to do that, we got to be involved in three things. You ready? The first thing, in 2010 and on, we got to invite people to Christ. Some of you are already doing that. You're inviting your friends to church. I want you to know that works here at Hillview. If you invite people to come to church with you, will they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ? Okay, I can make you a guarantee on that, all right? I can make you a guarantee on that. If you'll invite them, they're going to hear about Jesus crucified, resurrected. They're going to hear what the Bible says. They're not going to hear what I say. They're going to hear what the Bible says. They're not going to hear what we sing. They're going to sing unto the Lord, okay? If you'll invite them, guess what? They're going to hear about Jesus. Y'all cool with that? That's our deal. And guess what? If we don't tell them about Jesus, Clark, boom, bop us up the head and say, wait a minute, what are you guys preaching? I can tell you at Hillview, we're not going to preach the top 10 ways for you to be a successful businessman. We know one way. Submit your life to Jesus. We're not going to preach on how to adjust your makeup to look like a cherub. Okay? We're going to talk about Jesus and how he shapes your life. And then we're going to live in the full and abundant life. Now, what are we inviting people to? Life. We're inviting people to live. This ought to be a place of life. Now, listen, worship in here gets a little, you know, it gets a little, wow, there's some energy in worship. Why? On the third day, he what? We worship the living God. When you worship something that's alive, it brings what? Life. So can y'all lock that in? Write these down. Those of y'all that take notes, okay? Invitation. We want to invite. Why? I want to show you our marching orders from Jesus. Jesus said, now you can't look back. Are y'all cool with that? Don't look back. Once you get to the task, finish the task. Now you might jot note in your life. How many of y'all got some things you just need to finish? We have a great problem in America, and especially in the American church, finishing. Finish. Just finish. If you're a parent, watch this. If you're a parent, that means you've had children. When do you ever get to disconnect from being a parent? Never. You're right. How many of y'all have noticed this? You send them out, they come back today. It's called boomerang kids. They go and they come back. And then you throw them out again and guess what they do? They come back. They do it because we're always a parent. We guide them. We encourage them. You never quit being a parent. So when you have a child, you young couples get thinking about having children, okay? Once you get them, the plow is in motion. And you can never look back. Now, you're going to want to look back. That little two-year-old. Now, see, some of y'all got two-year-olds right now, and you're going, man, this is crazy. You wait to 17. For you dads who are looking at those cute little girls, you know, and they're 4 or 5 years old. Man, my daughter, just the apple of my eye, they all turn 13. And you will wake up one morning, and if you don't believe in demonic possession, you will at that moment. You'll look and go, what has happened to my child? And then guess what you got to look, if you're a dad, guess what you got you forward to look to? Somebody that acts like you will be at your door to pick your daughter up. And Elizabeth got me back. You know, when Blake was growing up, she'd always ask me, you think Blake's all right? I said, honey, he's probably not doing any more than I ever did. She goes, that brings me zero comfort. And now when Clacy leaves, she goes, I said, you think she'll be all right? You know, I'm the one nervous. And she goes, probably dating a guy just like you. Then that sets me into prayer. See, you stay at it. Once the plow is in motion, don't look what? Back. So let me tell you something, Hillview. We can't look back to where we've been. God's done some great things. He has. And I praise Him for every great and wonderful thing He's done. But we can't live back there. We got to live right now. And I want you to know the good news about God. He's doing great things right now. Okay? And so we got to invite folks to come with us, all right? And here's the second thing we got to do. We got to connect them with Jesus. Look at this. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of Him to every town and place He was about to go. Now, here's what I want you to know. We do it together. The Lord sent them what? Two by two. I don't know about you. It's easier to do things when you have a partner with you. What do you think? Barry Lindsay, you got $2. Man, aren't you glad that God has given you a wife with a lot of sense? Can you imagine trying to do that all by yourself? No, I can't either. I couldn't imagine. Man, I'm glad to be two by two. Because when my daughter got into her adolescence and she's a real smart child and her daddy's not real, you know, smart. And she would bring math problems that had numbers and alphabet together. And I said, I'm lost. I said, I was glad to say, go see your mama. And she said, Dad, why don't you? I said, the Lord called me to only deal with the alphabet. And she goes, Dad, you don't know how to do advanced math. I said, uh-uh, honey. Once I figured out percentages and learned how to count money, my math days were over right there. I had enough math. But you know, she's extremely intelligent. But on top of that, she's a female. She's got things that I don't even understand. I'm glad to have a partner because Elizabeth, what she does, they get into all this. It's different. See, I was used to Blake, man. We'd get in the truck and I'd say, Blake, how was school today? And he'd go, all right. And I'd go, good. We'd drive. We'd drive 20 minutes, man, just listening to country music on the radio. Both of us, just like this. We were having a good day. Clacy, how was school? It's nonstop. It is 25-minute rendition of every detail, every drama. You ladies, I never knew how hard you had it in your little world. I want you to know that we're created distinctly different. First of all, we men do not have enough words to describe all the drama you all feel on a constant basis. I mean, Clay's go, well, so-and-so doesn't like so-and-so, and they got mad at such-and-such, and they don't like, man, it was simple for us guys. We hit each other, hugged each other, and went on. You know? I don't like you. I don't like you. Bip, bop. We were done. We were best friends. Go on. I've seen you women. God help you. Y'all gang up on each other. We got to invite people to what? Live. Now, God sent them out. Who's sending us out? Come on, who's sending us out? God's sending us out. He has not changed His mind because what did He say? Once He puts the plow in motion, God doesn't look back. Do you realize I want to share with you that the same power you read about in these scriptures is available in this moment of history? But what we've done with the Bible is we've made it a history book instead of a book of life that actually activates itself over and over and over again at each moment of history and culture. So I'm going to tell you, we got to invite folks. So let me show you how this works. It's real simple. If everybody at Hillview Heights Church invited one person in 365 days to listen to the gospel. Well, let's say God, you know, He's got a desire that none would perish. Let's say that every person, Phyllis, second thing, connected to Jesus Christ. In 1 year, how many people would be connected to Christ just out of Hillview Heights Church? About 8,200 people. Let's take the 200 off, just keep it simple. Let's say it's just 8,000. There's about 22,000 people that worship God, 20,000, 22,000 in Warren County. Let's say all of them connect one. Just in the year 2010, that's 40,000 people connected now, right? Well, let's take 40,000 people, and in 2011, those 40,000 people connect one. How many people is that? Come on, I got Warren Central Math, but I can do that much. What is it? Huh? 80,000. Hold on. 80,000. 80,000 in year 2012 connect one. What's happened? We've gone to Glasgow, Allen County, and White House, Tennessee. See, here's what I want you all to know. Connecting 85,000 to the gospel is possible in 36 months. If every believer would invite and see one connection. Now, Landon, do you think I'm being overly stressful to ask a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ who believes that Jesus absolutely sacrificed everything in their existence for their salvation to invite one person in 365 days? Do you think that's overbearing? What about it, Coach? You think that's too hard on the team? Huh? We can do it. One person in a year. Huh. You know why that doesn't happen? Epaulitis. We think the church is about what? Us. Now, if you're going to hang out at Hillview, this is what aggravates people at Hillview. We're an outside church, not an inside church. Now, let me describe what I mean by that. I'm about you out there living life. I don't want to create a church where you hang out here 7 days a week. I think that's not the gospel. Now, I have many of my colleagues that argue with me about that, and they're wrong. The gospel is out there. Y'all understand the it's out there. In what you're doing, the gospel is vibrating. Does that make sense? I want the gospel out there. Jesus sent them what? No, come on, tell me. He sent them what, Rick? Out. He sent us out so some could get in. Now you understand the rhythm. You see, God's got a rhythm. God sends us out so some can get what? In. It's about being everywhere. I love seeing you guys all over town. I love seeing people from Hillview. Man, I was proud of some of our Hillview folks, our musicians. Friday night we had a concert in town for Haiti. I saw a lot of y'all there. I saw our musicians up on stage playing so that somebody else could get some relief in a tragic, just massive, crazy moment. Our musicians were up there playing and singing so that others could get better. That's being what? Now, so y'all got the rhythm of the church? We're going to do three things. We're going to invite people. We're going to continue to do that. Got to invite people. Hey, hello, how you doing? How many of y'all realize people are important? Hey, go ahead and turn to somebody near you because some of y'all got name tags on. And just call them by their name. You ready? You ready? Jimmy. Martha. David. Sarah. Call them by their name. Come on, it won't hurt you. Y'all will not go Pentecostal if you talk in church for a minute, I promise. You ready? Did you hear that? Hold on. Here's what I want you to know. Those names have been invited by God to be in heaven. I think God's got some other, Amy, I think God's got some other people He wants to come. Amen? And we've been called to be one of those churches that believes this. You ready? Jesus told them this, and I'm going to end here. The three things we're about doing. Look at here. He said, the harvest is plentiful. He said there's a lot. You know what Jesus is saying? I want to love people. Now, you know what I believe? I believe what it says over in 1 Peter. I believe it is God's desire that nobody would go to hell. You know why people are going to go to hell? Because they absolutely refuse to line up with Jesus. And you know why? Here's the thing that keeps you out of heaven. You're going to save yourself. And guess what a lot of you are going to end up doing? You're going to realize you didn't have enough gas. That's sad. And don't look over at me on the day of judgment. I preach in such a way, if you look over at me on the day of judgment, you know what I'm going to tell you? I told you. I told you. You sat there Sunday after Sunday. You sat there and denied the Word of God in your life. And if you deny the Word of God in your life, you won't live. That's why I'm intense. I'm not preaching the power of positive thinking. I'm not preaching you have a better life. I'm not preaching if you believe in Jesus, you'll have an extra 10,000. Those are all false doctrines. Here's the truth. Jesus Christ wants to bring you to life. And if you want to live, it's all about Him. You know what He said? There's a lot of people that want to live. The harvest is plentiful. Tim, that means we've got a big job, doesn't it? Appreciate what you do in that Christian school. You know what you're doing? You're raising up something that God needs here. Workers! How many of y'all have noticed that anytime you get ready to do something, you never have enough workers? How many of y'all noticed that? People have been in organizations. Yeah. Now, how many of you who lead organizations, you always have enough idea people? Oh, man, here at church, I got a lot of people to help me pastor. They are telling me what God has told me to go do. But I notice God never assigns them to go do it. However, when I read the scripture, guess what Jesus is looking for? He's not looking for chiefs. He's not looking for executives. He's got that covered. Guess what He's looking for? Workers. He said the harvest is plentiful. That means it is there. The kingdom of God is in front of us. But the workers are few. He said, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field. Church, that's what we want to be about in 2:10 as we open up this new facility, okay? Now, here's the cool thing. Let me break it down. We're about done. Everybody understands what this new building is going to be used for, right? Amen. Let me kind of give you an illustration. You'll see three-year-olds go in on the first floor. Regina, they come out, your group, you know, the high schoolers, they come up out of the ground. Because really, when you're in your adolescence, you need to be in the ground for a while, amen? So people don't hear you. We got a youth facility. They're like in a bomb shelter down there, okay? It's a really cool place God's given them to develop. But you know what? Here's our dream at Hillview. When those young people come, when they go in at 3 years old, that they're going to be fed the gospel, they're going to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be in an overwhelming, Brenda, life-type community, so that when they come up out of that ramp and they're 18 and 19 years old, and them girls are looking all beautiful, and them boys are thinking they're all cool, that's a moment God gives you. Enjoy it. It breaks down rapidly. Y'all all remember that, right? How many of y'all remember cool, being cool? Ken, you look at pictures now, don't you, Ken? Yeah. Not present reality, but you go, I remember, huh? You start singing that song, I remember when, you know. But I want those folks to come out of there, and guess what? I want them to know the cross and the resurrection. I want them to know the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want them to be living a full and abundant life, because I want them to go out of there with this rhythm. They can invite people to the kingdom. They know they're connected to Jesus Christ. God's given them a mission, and guess what? They've been integrated into heaven, and they're going to live out their lives accordingly. That's what we're investing in. Cool deal? Has that been clear today? So we need some workers of the harvest. You're it. Go ahead and just tag. I'm going to tag Tammy and Brenda. You're it. Go ahead and pass that on. Just tag them. You're it. I want y'all to get that today. You're it. You got a part of this action. You're it. You're it. Isn't that cool? All right. Anybody got any questions? Here's what it takes to activate this thing. Stay in the vision. C3HD has not changed. We're in this together. We're a fellowship. Have a good time at church. I'm going to tell you right now, the kingdom of heaven is not boring. I got a lot of my brothers and sisters. They like it quiet. They like it still. They like it calm. That's cool. I just want to tell you, for the rest of you that God made loud, it's okay to have a loud church. We're a little rambunctious at Hillview. God has made some of us rambunctious. Wouldn't you agree? Some of us are restless. God loves us too. Amen? I'm just going to be really honest with you. The hour of my week that I hated as a child was an hour on Sunday morning. I didn't like God because He made you shut up and be still. And me and God had a problem because I asked God, why did you make me so wiggly? And then when I worship you, I'm supposed to be so still. Finally, I read the Bible for myself and not just hearing it from the preacher. And guess what? I found out God used a lot of wiggly people. And He used a lot of people that didn't look like they went to Sunday school. And if you really read the characters of the Bible, some of them were just out of their minds. And sometimes people got to do crazy things for God. Like poor Noah. Can you imagine being in a boat in a flood with your mother-in-law for 40 days and 40 nights? Forget the animals. That's a piece of cake. Huh? And not bail out. I'm telling you, crazy stories. These are real things. And so I'm going to ask you to live your life in a full and abundant way, inviting others to connect to Jesus, praying that people get connected to Jesus. That's number two. And then guess what? Once they get here, welcoming people, showing them around, and letting them know that God's built a place for them to hang into so they can come in and be filled with the power of God so we can do what? Go out and live a full and abundant life. Welcome to Hillview Heights Church. That is the essence of this place. We come in to worship and understand God loves us powerfully. We go out there and we live our lives in a full and abundant way. Amen? Y'all cool with that? Did you get it? Get it? Is it in the Bible? Yeah. Oh, no. By the way, here at Hillview, even when you go, where'd he get that? I'll give you a hunch. In the Bible. You wouldn't believe all the things that are in the Bible. In fact, if I was to get Spielberg to really do a movie of the stories and episodes accurately that are in the Bible, most of the American Christian church would protest the movie. Because it wouldn't be rated G. The Bible, here's what I love about it. It deals with real life, real issues, real sin, real forgiveness, a full and abundant life, and an absolute reality of heaven. It's the real deal. Amen? Y'all got the rhythm for the new year? Now next week, guess what? I want you to be here because you know what we're going to do? We're going to be in the new atrium and the old atrium, and the service is going to be real short in here. Could be the shortest service this part you've ever seen in the history of 19 years because I want you to get out in the atrium. Every ministry in this church is going to be laid out in this atrium. And you get to go and say, you know what? I'm going to go be a piece of that. I'm going to go be a worker in that. And we're going to see God do some incredibly cool things. All right? If y'all don't mind, if you would graciously stand up. And God's brought some of you here today because He really wants you to know that He would love for you to have salvation. Okay, now I want you all to get still. I want you to think about this. The greatest thing that we see in this church is people who receive Christ into their life. Does that make sense? That's the greatest thing we see. If you've never done that, I don't care if you're 7 or you're 70. That needs to be done. Now listen, I'm a little intensified. You know, I'm a little wigged out. In fact, my reality's been changed. Or I've been enlightened to the reality. Does that make sense? In 8 seconds, over 200,000 people, the final decision was made for them. In 8 seconds. I wish I could bring you some comfort that our human strength can hold us up. But guess what? If we have an earthquake right now, we are absolutely in the wrong building to be in. But you know what? I'm not worried. This is the blessing only because of Jesus that I have in my life and I hope you would receive in yours. If my body shuts down, if I go out of this world today, I enter into the glorious heaven. Compliments of Jesus Christ. And many of you would too, but not all of you. He said, Pastor, when are you going to quit? When all of you get there. Now, let me ask you, is everybody in this congregation saved? No. There's still three types of people. There'll always be three types of people at church, and that's cool. And I want to welcome all three. There's make believers. There's believers. And there's those yet to believe. And we welcome all three. Now, we want you to become a believer. Because believers become followers. And if you follow Jesus, where's He leading us? Into heaven. There's the good news. So today I want to extend this invitation. If you've never received God's grace in Jesus, here's what this means. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin. Now, I heard some of you say, well, I don't believe in sin. Well, let me tell you what it is, and I bet you believe in it. Sin occurs because we can't follow God's law. How many of you would at least believe the Ten Commandments is probably a good idea? And if you lived by the Ten Commandments, life would go well, wouldn't it? But what's the problem? Do you know anybody that could keep the Ten Commandments? I only know one. Jesus. And the reason we can't keep the Ten Commandments, we're like evil. We'd rather for it to be about us than about what God said. And that's where it messes up. But if you broke the Ten Commandments, which I'm going to suggest to you lovingly, all of you have. I know I have. And guess what God said? I have come and my name is Jesus. And Jesus tells us, I am God. And I have died on a cross and I have risen from the grave and I am alive. And if you will receive my forgiveness, I will forgive you. No looking back. Hello, there we come. No what? Looking back. In fact, if you want to look back, guess what you're going to find? Forgiveness. Isn't that cool, Taylor? When you look back, what do you see? Pastor Reynolds. On your way to be candidate, Reverend Dr. Reynolds. When you look back, what do you see? Grace, forgiveness, exactly right. Now guess what? Anybody in here that needs to receive Jesus right now, if you'll start making your way to the altar, we want to celebrate that Jesus has saved you today. Any of you that need to be baptized, I want you to get that squared away in the name of Jesus, okay? Why do I talk about baptism? Because the Scripture did. And I want you to be locked in what Jesus said. Maybe you need to be healed. Well, come and be healed today. God's doing a great work. We're celebrating several baptisms at 11 o'clock. Man, I'm amazed. Every Sunday, God opens up. People confessing their faith. Today is no different. Right now is no different. Please. In the name of Jesus, get rid of this lie in your life. Tomorrow, I'll get to it. Let me tell you why that's so dangerous. None of us has tomorrow. Tomorrow is an illusion. Today is a reality. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Right now is. Amen? Right now is. We're in the is of God. Right now of God. In this moment with God. God will come into your life and forgive you of everything. And heaven is your destination. I love you guys so much. I want every one of you to go to heaven. I want every one of you to have fantastic marriages. For those of you that, you know, you're out there seeking and dating people, I want you to date the person that really works. You know what I mean? Let's just let God do some incredibly cool things. I really would like to see our children grow up differently, wouldn't you? We're not going to get rid of evil, but we sure can allow God to create some lives that know how to work and walk right through it. Amen. So pray with me, Lord. Those you need to bring to the altar, just bring them right now. And Lord, I pray all of us would have a sense to come and pray and to love. Lord, for those who need to be baptized, may they come without fear or reservation. Especially those, God, for the first time in their life, they know you're connecting them. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, may your Spirit invite them to heaven. May your grace connect them to your reality. And Father, may you bring them and show them their place and integrate them into heaven, because that's your rhythm. So Lord, we're claiming your word today. The harvest is plentiful and some of it's here today. So we ask you to encourage us to come and to receive and to find grace and to be in that grace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, y'all are so beautiful. Let God have this moment. pray that people would be saved, be healed, be made new, be baptized. Let's pray together. Just be very focused in this moment for just a moment. In the name of Jesus, this altar's open. We come now and we worship. You can start coming forward. Thank you for coming forward. And as you pray, may Christ be made new in you in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.